This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. In just about an hour, the second of two Democratic presidential debates this week gets underway, with former Vice President Joe Biden front and center. Biden is currently the front runner for the Democratic presidential nomination in national surveys, but Senators Kamala Harris of California and Cory Booker of New Jersey are expected to challenge the former vice president. Biden has pledged to not be as diplomatic in this debate as he was in the first one. AP political correspondent Hunter Woodall reports that for some of the candidates on the stage, this debate could be their last chance to have a breakout moment.
Whether it be like Senator Kirsten Gillibrand or Senator Michael Bennet or Mayor Bill de Blasio, this is really the last big opportunity if they really, you know, want to meet those higher thresholds to do that. So it's a lot of added pressure. Obviously, the first debate, I think folks are sort of feeling out how we're going to handle this stage. Now it's like it's sort of that crucial moment of if we're going to succeed, it has to happen now.
That's AP's Hunter Woodall. The U.S. Federal Reserve has decided to cut its benchmark federal funds rate by 0.25 point. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, it's the Fed's first rate cut in almost 11 years.
The Fed is cutting its benchmark federal funds rate by 0.25 point to a range of 2 to 2.25%. It's the Fed's first rate cut since December 2008, when the U.S. economy was in the depths of the Great Recession. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
It is intended to insure against downside risks from weak global growth and trade policy uncertainty.
As for what's ahead, Powell says the Fed
will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion with a strong labor market and inflation near its symmetric 2% objective.
Language that markets have seen as a signal for possible future rate cuts. However, stocks took a nosedive when Powell added the Fed does not see a long cycle of cuts ahead. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. The United States on Wednesday imposed sanctions on Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif